we all can preserve, the histories and the stories of our community. And it starts off with, getting to know our own personal stories and our family stories and interviewing the oral history of, your parents or your grandparents. And that's really the heart and the grassroots, mission of Bonds.
Hey, Dustin.
Hey, Crystal. Hey, MeSearchers. You're listening to the MeSearch podcast, and we're your hosts. My name is Dustin Domingo.
And my name is Crystal Tugatti.
On this show, we have
critical... never say my name is. Sorry. I never say my name is Crystal Tugatti, guys. Okay, let's go on with the spiel.
That's who you are. That's who you are.
Hey.
We have critical, messy, and fun conversations with each other, with friends, and with leaders in the community.
Together, we'll unpack important issues, learn and unlearn what we think we know about what it means to be Filipino.
In this episode of MeSearch, we're reconnecting with a homie of the pod, Dr. Pat Lindsay Catalia Buscano, a.k.a. Dr. Pinky! Dr. Pinky is a scholar, activist, community leader, public speaker, and educator, and the founder and CEO of Cuento Co., LLC, a woman and BIPOC-owned publishing company.
Check out our last interview we did with her on MeSearch in the episode called What is Cuento Co? Today, we're talking about another one of Dr. Pinky's hats. She's also the president of the Houston chapter for the Filipino American National Historical Society, aka FONS. And we're going to learn more about the FONS conference happening in July 2024 in Houston, Texas. Welcome back, Dr. Pinky.
Dr. Pinky.
Yes, I'm so happy to be back on MeSearch, people. Yes. It feels like home.
Aw.
I love you.
We're happy you're back. We always love to see you. Aww. We love you.
I love you both. I think you are, I adore both of you. So I'm so glad to be here.
Aww.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being amazing and like always down to be on the pod. Because you're so freaking busy, I don't understand how you... we're grateful that you made time.
Yes.
Thank you.
So last time you chatted with us, it was about another one of your hats, and then we discovered along the way that you're also the president of the Houston chapter of FONS. But for the folks who are listening to this podcast who might not know what FONS is, can you give us a little bit of background on FONS and how you got involved?
Sure. FONS stands for FANHS, which spells out Filipino American National Historical Society. And it is a huge national organization that started in the early 90s, starting actually in Seattle by Dr. Dorothy Cordova and Fred Cordova. One of our founders, Auntie Dorothy, she is still alive and well into her 90s, folks. Wow. And our mission in FONS as a whole national organization is to really promote the understanding, education, enlightenment, appreciation, and enrichment through identification, gathering, preservation, and dissemination of the history and culture of Filipino Americans in the United States. And so what that really just comes down to is we really are preserving the history of our entire Filipinx American community. And my chapter, the Houston chapter, is the 32nd chapter of over 40 chapters in the entire nation. And we started our chapter in 2015 with Christy Panis Poizo, our first president, who did an amazing job leading the way. And something phenomenal that she did was create our Filipinos in Houston book, our first publication in our chapter. And I became the president right before the pandemic in January 2020, did not know what I was getting myself into, and grew an amazing, strong executive leadership team. And now we have been selected to host the national conference that happens biennially. So it is the 20th biennial conference for FONS. Something I like to tell folks about FONS, just to kind of connect to them, because they may or may not have heard of it. but there are many people in this entire country who are a part of it. How many of you know about Filipino American History Month? Right? Raise a hand. That, right, exactly. We now celebrate it nationally. It is a national month, holiday month, right? And it's because of Fons, right, that advocated that, in Congress to have that, celebrated nationally. But Fons was already celebrating FAM or Filipino American History Month as early as 1992. So, they are the pioneers and the keepers of our story. So we're so excited, and this generation is so enthusiastic about, capturing our history, our stories, documenting it through oral history, through archiving, through, just coming together and making sure we remember, where we came from and each other's stories. So that's how, I got involved in FONS because I thought, wow, this is amazing. And I love documenting my family's own histories and stories. Hence, I created Cuento Co as a business to publish books about, our people's stories. FONS just is one of those values that I align with or missions that I align with. So that's how I got involved, folks.
Did you know about Fonz like bef like I guess when did you know when did you
Yeah, that's a good
discover Fonz?
question.
Because it was like a thing in the 90s, because they helped like move they were like the movement to make Filipino American History Month a thing. But I didn't, so I've known about Filipino American History Month for a while, but I don't know that I knew of the organization Fonz until like maybe within the last 4 or 5 years.
Yes, that's a really good question. So how did we get it? How did I get involved? Really, we have friends here in Houston who are already involved in, the community locally, nationally, and globally. And so we had one, a very upstanding Filipino American community leader, one of my colleagues, one of my friends, Anthony Guevara. He knows everyone, he knows who's who. He had told Christy and I, who were already, we've been organizing the community before FONS. I was one of the founding members of the Filipino Young Professionals in Houston, so another nonprofit. And so, he knew that I was so down for the community. He had told us, Pinky, Chrissy, a lot of the academics and the scholars are in FONS. So it so happened in 2000, oof, man, 2014, 2015, there was a NAFA conference in San Diego. So NAFA oversees a lot of the Filipino American organizations. And so I went to the conference for NAFA, but there was also a FONS conference, and I had apparently just missed it. I think Christy attended it. So that's when I first heard about it a couple of years ago. And then I decided, okay, in 2016, they held it in New York, which Dr. Kevin Udall, in higher ed and in psychology, everybody knows, him. He was the president in New York at the time. And I mean, who doesn't want to go to New York, folks? It would have been my first time going there. So I went to New York and it was an amazing experience. And at that point, Chrissy had just started the chapter. It was just like 1 year. And I was just kind of like helping here and there. I wasn't in any capacity. So after I saw that conference, I was just like, wow, this is pretty cool. This is amazing. But I was in my master, I think it was my master's or no, doctorate's program, one of these grad student programs. It's been a while. And I was just like, I couldn't get too involved, because I had to finish school. But as soon as I finished that doctorate's degree in 2019, hence in 2020, Christy was like, it's time to pass the torch, and appointed me the president in 2020. So I think I don't realize now how long ago it's been, but it's been over, it's about, yeah, gonna be like 10 years, I guess, for me in FONS.
Wow.
Yeah, well, this year is our ninth year, our ninth anniversary is our chapter. So it's definitely been more than 10 years at this point, for us, for me personally. But I think a big part of, why folks don't hear so much is because FONS is all about the local chapters and the local community doing the preservation and the documentation and the oral histories. And of course, you know, our predecessors who started it, you know, they're not necessarily on like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you know, through those years. They were really grassroots and really just connecting with each other, you know, in those local communities. Of course, there's still email and phone calls, and you know, they are all still very connected. But I think now with technology, you know, in place and just really speeding up information, I think that's really why a lot of that has been coming out more. We're seeing a lot more Filipinos in the media, you know, popular media, in like, you know, celebrity status, famous status, you know. And I think, you know, the moment was on Jeopardy when they mentioned Filipino American History Month. You're like, what? It's on Jeopardy. So that was just kind of funny. Like I think that was last year or 2 years ago. And so now we all celebrate, you know, Filipino American History Month. But that's not the only time, you know, that Fonz, you know, comes around. We are really the foundation to really preserving our community stories and histories. And we are the foundation for a lot of the research. You see a lot of, at least in my, our, you know, all of us, all three of us are in education or are in that industry. And, you know, a lot of the Filipino American top researchers and educators are part of FONS, are supporting FONS, or in alignment with FONS. And so it's a really cool community to be part of.
You don't have to be in education to join, right?
Not at all. Actually, we in FONS, it just so happens there has been a growth of educators and scholars. But I think a big part of that is because FONS grew a talent pipeline, you know. So Don Mabalan, Emily Lawson, Kevin Adal, all of them grew up in the Seattle area. So a lot of these folks who are now, like, you know, the top scholars and educators, they were part of this group as just regular students, as children, as kids, as teenagers, as college students. And so we tout, you know, in FOND, it's not only just for academics and scholars. We are all community scholars, whether or not you have a doctor's degree, a master's degree, or even a college degree to begin with, right? We all can preserve, you know, the histories and the stories of our community. And it starts off with, you know, getting to know our own personal stories and our family stories, and interviewing the oral history of, you know, your parents or your grandparents. And that's really the heart and the grassroots, you know, mission of FONS, collecting those archives, you know. So things that we would probably typically think is trash, that's so tacky. I'm sorry. Things that we think are not, like, you know, is ready to send off to Salvation Army or send off and not pass it down, that is like treasure in FONS. And so we encourage people to start their own archives or send it to the National Pinoy Archives in Seattle, or the Stockton, you know, the FONS Stockton Museum is there, or create one in your local chapter. We have a connection with Rice University, and that's like a top tier, you know, university that saves our Filipino community artifacts. That could be letters, photos, documents, awards. It could be anything, really. And they do everything to preserve it. And you know, here in Houston, there's a lot of natural disasters, and there are many times a lot of documents and important historical things can get ruined from these natural disasters. So considering to save it, you know, at an institutional archiving place that does that for a living, I mean, that's how you preserve history, right? Hundreds of years from now, you know, we will still have, you know, our books and our letters and representation and visibility of who we were in 2024, 100 years from now.
Yeah. So for folks listening, who are first learning about Fonz and they're hearing about like archiving our family's letters and belongings and all the goodness and fibers of our existence here on Earth as Filipinos, what would you just say to someone who's like, well, I have all these things, but why would anyone want to collect these?
Right.
You know?
They all say that, Crystal. They're like, why do you want my stop? What is that about?
Yeah.
This is, and then some of them are not ready to part with it just yet, So we
Right.
understand that as well. So what do we say to folks who, who are what they're like, how do they go about that? Or I'm sorry, can you clarify again?
I guess if I like for me, like I would feel like I have these cool things from like my grandma, but like and they're cool and they're like ours, but what would it mean to fawns and like the collective of like our community, for me to share these things?
Well, okay, I know. If you were to bring your Lola stuff to either you grow your own archive in your local chapter, or you send it to the National Pinoy Archives in Seattle, where Auntie Dorothy, still doing her archiving and research with her team out there, you will be part of the fabric of Filipino American history, right? All this information goes into a place where it can be researched by students, by teachers, by everyday people who are just looking and researching to learn more about their identity. And when they, want to know, like, what are the people in Sherman Oaks doing? Like, the Filipinos in, Chino Hills, or the people doing in Spring, Texas. What was their life like out there? And so these pieces and parts of who we are, who we were, how we were, whether it's pictures, audio, video, documents, those are the parts and pieces that tell our story, tell our history, and show our visibility and our representation. And so many different types of people can use this information about us, right? The future author who wants to write, a fantasy fiction story about a young girl and her Lola growing up and learning about how she, learned how to read, in school. That could be the premise, and use you and your grandma as inspiration for that. So we just never know where this information, can inspire and grow for others. I know it is something that will be like beyond our lifetime, that will be helping our community, because I'm in awe now. Like when I hear about the history from the early 1900s from a lot of our elders who are in Fons, whose parents actually immigrated here in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Yes, folks, there are Filipinos who came that early in our, even earlier, right, into this country. And I'm in awe and shock. Just the profoundness to know that I have ancestors who lived here. And not only just ancestors who came after post 1965 Immigration Act, where a lot of our parents, our generation, right, came because of nursing or any of these professional things. We came even before that. So I think to me, it is part of sustaining, our pride and our history and our culture. Because I think our language, whether it's Tagalog, Ilocano, or anything else, that ties us to the Philippines, unfortunately, is not being currently taught in ev everywhere or even in any household. But the history and the stories of our families and of our culture, that can be saved, right? In English, in video, in photos. And I don't know, I guess maybe I just really value that, for me. But I never really liked history growing up or social studies. Let's get that straight.
Oh my
Probably because we
gosh.
didn't really see ourselves like reflected. So, but
Exactly.
now it's like we have this
Yes.
opportunity to see like that even the little things matter. And like we're part of the fabric of what makes life life here. And that's why it's interesting to us now because we see ourselves.
It is. It is. I think when you start realizing, like in Louisiana, they've got like 10, 15 generations deep of Filipino Americans, and you're like, what? And you see these pictures of them, and you're like, that's my people, and just that pride that's instilled in our youth and even us or even my parents, if I share this information with them, they didn't learn this, back home in the Philippines and then even here in America, right? Like our history, is marginalized, right? Where we don't really teach it here. And then, what's happening in the state of Texas, banning DEI, and banning books, it's like now it's really inaccessible for people, So it's we are trying to make, historical preservation, it's sexy work, y'all. It doesn't seem like it, but
Oh, it's sexy. It's sexy.
I think, preserving a legacy, right? Preserving us, our community and our stories. It's not for the faint-hearted, because we're all volunteers. Everyone, each and every one of us in all of our chapters and from the top trustees, to the local chapters, everyone does this from their bottom of their hearts. And so I think that's also amazing to see multiple generations, especially Filipino Americans who are like me, let's say, who were born here, and but they're my parents' age and they speak English and they don't speak Tagalog. They and to me, that's like, wow, that's my future, and it's inspirational to know that, I have a community that has my back that, can, I don't know, that's just there, and so it's great. I'm considered youth, apparently. We, our generation, would be considered youth and fawns because, like I told you, we've got our elders who are in our 90s, and then you've got us in our 30s and 40s, and then of course we have children, so we've got even little babies. So it really spans. Like, to me, fawns is the glue of every local area, right? It's not in competition with any of the local, organizations, because history really ties and roots us all.
We talked about archiving physical, tangible things.
Right.
It's like super important to like collect whatever we have that's accessible to us, and we can send it to whatever chapter or whatever institution that is able to preserve our physical things. But as we're like moving in the direction as a society where most of how we live our lives is on the internet, how is Fonz adapting to the preservation of our history where it's on the World Wide Web?
Yes. So I go back to, I'd mentioned all our wonderful supporters at Rice University there, and they even accept like links or things that are on the web, right? Although what's on the web may not necessarily live forever, there's obviously other ways, to preserve that, whether that's printing something out and preserving that, what is on the page. And then, like, turning that into a physical copy somewhere. They do their magic. Unfortunately, I'm not an archivist. And interestingly enough, through FONS and through this conference, I am seeing and learning that there are Filipino Americans who are deciding and choosing to become archivists or museum directors and curators, right? And just kind of seeing that they're finding new ways to record and document and preserve physical and digital things. I know we're going to have that at the upcoming conference. I wish I knew all the details of, how we could preserve everything on digital, but I think a big part of it is making sure there's always like a, just in general, like a hard copy of whatever it is that's online. And yes, we do keep everything now, using, Google Drive, the cloud, like so many different ways, that we can keep things and store things online. But I think that's always important to download a hard copy, right, on a hard drive. And that's what's amazing about these institutions or these places that are archiving. They invest so much money in storage, whether that's a physical storage or digital storage. And when they explained it to us at Rice, they have even facilities outside of the university because they can't fit everything there They have facilities outside of the university where they keep physical and digital things in, the cloud. I don't know too much in depth about it, but I'm just like, wow, like that's amazing. They have the funds, they have the capacity, it's their mission. So just aligning with someone or something, an institution like that, is such a win-win for us in Fonz, because we can focus on, spreading the gospel, outreaching and telling people about it, versus for us as a small chapter, where we don't have the capacity to do the physical archiving. We don't necessarily have all the funds to buy, acid-free archival, folders and boxes to do all that. We don't have storage or inventory to do all those things. So I think digital is definitely one of those ways, but there are so many institutions and even nonprofits out there that want our oral history. They want our videos. And I think partnering with them is probably the best way for a lot of small nonprofit chapters like us.
Very interesting. Cool. So before we go, we must know what exactly is the FONS conference and when is
Yes.
it, and how do people get involved and follow along with all things FONS conference and just FONS in general?
Yes. All things FONS conference. So write this down, people.
Woo!
www.fonds, that is FANHS2024.com. So FONS2024.com is our conference website. It has all the details there. Our conference is the 20th biennial conference of the national organization, and it is entitled Encompassing Our Journeys, and it is going to be held on July 16th through the 20th of this year here in Houston, Texas, at the United Way of Greater Houston. And we our mission for this conference is really to, share our stories, our research, and connect with, people who, of course, want to continue preserving, documenting, or want to learn how to do any of that. At this conference. And within our conference theme, Encompassing Our Journeys, we have four pillars. And those four pillars are rooted, watered, woven, wisdom. And we have wonderful presentations, workshops that are going to align with our theme and our pillars. And so it's the first time they're hosting, or we're hosting, the conference in the South. So props to Filipino Americans living in the South. It's the first time it's going to be here. We are currently in early bird registration. So, Filipinos love a discount. So make sure you get that in now. And you get a further discount if you are a FONS member. So look up your FONS local chapter by, going to the FONS national website. And then you can, of course, come to my website, which is my local chapter, FONSHTX.com. And if you want to get involved, there's many ways, right? Definitely, if you want to come and attend, we'd love to be there. Well, we'd love for you to be there. I will greet you personally. I might be running around, but I will definitely give you a nice Southern hospitality hug, from a Texan. And then also, if you either have an organization, a small business, you want to sell some goodies that are Filipino American themed, become a vendor, right? We have a Bayunihan market that we'll be hosting on Saturday, that is free for the community. So Tuesday, we're going to have a NASA tour. So I don't know if y'all know, we have NASA out here. And so that's going to be amazing. Everybody loves to go to NASA. It's probably one of the only reasons why people come out to Houston. They want to see NASA Space Center. And then on Wednesday, we have our Houston City tour. And then Thursday, Friday is our formal conference, where we'll have all of our workshop learnings, that you will really just immerse yourself in the education and the funness of FONS. And then I mentioned to you already, Saturday we have our Bayunihan Market. And later that evening, we have our ending event, which is our gala. So it's like fun filled. I am loving this planning. It's it is an amazing experience, and we have an amazing volunteer group of FONS members who are putting everything they got to put on the best conference that they can. So come on out, and holler at me, president@fondshtx.com.
Man, I want to be in Texas.
Yes, please
And
come. I would love for you. Oh my gosh, that'd be great if you did like a live podcast
my God.
during
Oh
the thing, during the
my God. I
conference.
mean, a nervous wreck.
Yeah,
No.
we've never done a live,
We've
like
never done
live,
live.
like in
Not live. Oh my
person.
gosh. We've done
We've done live
Instagram
on,
live
yeah,
on
live on the
Kumu.
internet. Yeah.
Oh, see, live, like in live person, live.
Yeah. I feel like that would be so much fun to do like a
That would be
live.
fun.
Like a
Yes,
live
it
in
would be
person
so
live.
much fun. Yes. And y'all can, because y'all's podcast hosts here are published authors. They can be signing their books, the Quinto book and With Love books, while they podcast away. So, but it's been fantastic, folks, being here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here, Dr. Pinky. We're so grateful, as always, for everything you do for the community and for just being you and for hanging out with us. And we're so excited to see everything that is to come from the FONS conference and all things FONS. Y'all, me searchers, give it up for Dr. Pinky.
Thank you.
Yay. Don't forget, y'all be a Me Searcher. Follow us at Me Search Podcast and check us out online at mesearchpodcast.com.
And as always, we're going to get to the bottom of things.
This is Me Search, folks.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay!